Okay, this is the meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. I'm the chair, Jamie Ross. I'm calling the meeting to order. It's 8:40 p.m. Let's see. Tonight's meeting is a meeting of transition. We have new treasurers on our committee now. So the first order of business is for me to call the roll. So Sherry Gandelman. Okay, absent. Simon Pius?
Yes, here.
Here, okay, Simon. Okay, then Grace Aaron?
Here.
Okay, Fred Klonder?
Fred!
I heard you before.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was your mute instruction. I'm here.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Then Susan Young?
Here.
Okay. Mike Jones?
Present.
Okay. Okay, Lizette King?
I'm here. Thanks.
Okay. Bruce Wolf?
Yes, here.
Okay, thank you. Baruti Badiaco?
Here.
Okay, Jamie Ross is here. LaVarn Williams?
Present.
Okay, thank you, LaVarn. And is Arlene Engelhardt on the call?
She was in this evening, so she might pick us up at some point.
Okay. All right, so the next order of business is to, and we'd also like to note that two of the outgoing treasurers are present, are Paul Martin and Alberto Luera. Fix my phone here, it's a little screwy. The next order of business is to approve an agenda. And the items that I had for this evening call are, one, to review the national office budget. No, number one is to introduce everybody and review very briefly the ground rules of our committee. Number two, to review the national office budget. Number three, to review the Pacifica Radio Archive budget. So are there any objections or changes? Hold on one sec.
Hi, I just had to change my phone. Are there any, is there any thing people would like to add?
I'm sorry. This is Susan.
Yes.
Jamie, there's one other issue that it might be useful to discuss. I'm just thinking about what it is that Alberto talked about. That is, there are a lot of new people, and therefore the question of how the NFC is scheduled may be something that we want to maybe talk about at the end.
Okay, so review, say, next meeting date.
Next meeting date, and also get ideas from people about when are good meeting dates.
Okay.
And this is Simon. I would really kind of benefit from a little bit of orientation, frankly.
Yes, that was going to be my number one item.
Okay. Because I'm not sure, you know, how often you meet, what the sort of length is weekly, then I'm not sure whether, as a new member here, whether I'm expected to actually vote on the things that are on the agenda. I frankly have to say that it's not a meaningful vote for me. I'm pretty.
Yes, I understand. We'll address those concerns.
Okay.
Okay. So unless there's any objection to these agenda items, we'll consider it approved. Okay. So. Okay, so then we'll go to item number one, which is to introduce the new committee members and review responsibilities of the Finance Committee and some basic ground rules for what Simon was asking for. Well, anyway, why don't we go around station here. I'll introduce myself. Everybody already, I believe, knows me by voice. My name's Jamie Ross. I'm the director representative. Just so people know, the National Finance Committee has one director and one treasurer from each station area. I'm the director from WBAI. And so why don't we go on next to Baruti?
Good evening. I'm Baruti Badiaco. I'm the treasurer from WBAI. I was returning to my position as treasurer after a few years off, and also I was also on the National Finance Committee of the group.
Okay, thank you, Baruti. Okay, next, Luzette.
I am the PNB member from WPFW, outgoing member as well of the LSB, one of the first to be elected to this new structure. So I've spent 6 years on the LSB.
Okay, thank you, Luzette. Okay, next, Bruce.
Bruce Wolf from WPFW. I'm a newly elected local station board member and elected treasurer, and this will be my first go-around, my first time, so I'm going to be listening and learning.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Okay, next we'll go to KPFT. Susan?
Hi, Susan Young. I've been on the local station board for 6 years. This is my first and last year on the PNB.
Okay, and then Mike, are you available to talk?
Yes. Also, newly elected, like Bruce, to the LSB and have agreed to assume this responsibility. Hopefully provide some meaningful input and support. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Okay, KPFT is our station in Houston, of course. Okay, next let's go to KPFK in Los Angeles. Grace, can you say a word or two?
Hi, I'm Grace Aaron. I'm also termed out. This is my sixth year on the KPFK local station board, my second year on the national board, and I've been the chair of the national board, and I've been on the this finance committee for 2 years.
Okay, thank you, Grace. And then Fred?
Fred Plunder, a new member of the LSB and elected treasurer. We're in Los Angeles, going to miss Grace, but she's promised to hold our hand and to stay obviously very involved in things. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Okay, and then finally, let's go next to KPFA, our station in Berkeley. Sherry's not here, I believe. Sherry? Okay, then Simon?
Yes, I'm newly elected treasurer as well, and I'm eager to learn everything about the Berkeley station's financials and be able to talk intelligently with the local station board as well as the PNB to the degree that, you know, I should.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Simon. Okay, well, and let's see. The last person who's a member of the, who's a voting member of the committee is Pacifica's CFO, LaVarne Williams. LaVarne, would you like to say a couple of words of introduction?
It would be my pleasure. Thank you, Jamie. Yes, my name is, LaVarne Williams. And I'm the newly elected CFO. I've been serving as the interim CFO since February the 1st. And now the I received the joy, I guess, of, no, I won't say I guess, the joy of getting the position of CFO of the foundation. And I'm also, since May, I've also been serving as the interim general manager at BAI in New York. So it's been quite an adventure. And I definitely thought that by winter, thank you very much, that by winter I would be here in Berkeley full permanently. Not that I totally enjoy the BAI position, I enjoy the people, but I need to come home. So, and I would like to welcome all the new members of the treasurers, and I expect when we meet with the business managers that all of you will work at and will enjoy the relationship that you have with the business managers in the stations who report indirectly a dotted line to me. So I'm really looking forward for that relationship to be stronger and to work well together. And although we haven't finished up with basically the plan for 2010, we would like to get started on 2011 so that it will flow more smoothly. So, again, I welcome everyone. I look forward to working with you. And get ready for the wonderful ride.
Okay, thank you, LaVarne. Yes, and I would also like to first thank all of the newly elected treasurers for for taking on this responsibility. It's a great, it's an important service to the foundation. People, in my view, tend to get caught up in a lot of stuff about Pacifica, but you know, without the money being there, we can't do what we do. So the work we do is very valuable, and I really thank you all for stepping forward. Secondly, I'd like to thank the outgoing treasurers for all the work that you've done to make the committee work for the past, for as long as I've been on it. And thirdly, I'd like to thank all the directors who I believe are mostly outgoing too for all the time that we've put into this. There will be, just so people know, there will be a new crop of director members of this committee coming forward after the January meeting, which is at the end of January. So this committee, as it's structured now, is only going to be this way for 3 more weeks or so. But anyway, now that we all know who everybody is, now let's go on. Okay, I can give you a very brief spiel about Pacifica's finances and what it is that our, this committee does for the new treasurers. I can understand why how this could be some sort of, daunting. First of all, we know that Pacifica is 5 separate stations. All the stations make money doing fund drives on air. That's their main goal. They also raise money through major donor and events, but those tend to be minor or much less important than the on-air drives. The stations also get fairly substantial grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They all have costs, you know, to broadcast, to pay for their building, their people, and everything. The stations are required to take out 19.5% of the listener support money, which is basically the money, the income from fund drives, and that gets sent to the national office to pay for Pacifica's national aspect, which goes to pay for the salaries of the people in the national office. There's about 7 or 8 salaries there, and also for stuff like Democracy Now, for the audit. We're required to have a compliance audit every year, which is not a trivial undertaking in an organization like ours, for insurance and for other things of that nature. So that in a nutshell, so the national office is the 6th unit of Pacifica besides the 5 stations. And there's a 7th unit, the Pacifica Radio Archives, which is smaller than the national office. There's a few salaries there. And their job is basically to maintain and work on the tapes and audio records of Pacifica from the past and to distribute it and do educational work. So we also have some oversight over that. The archives is paid for out of that 19.5%. There's, I believe it's 2.5% goes to the archives. I can't quite remember the number. But that, in a nutshell, is how Pacifica works as far as the money goes. As far as what this committee does, our basic responsibility is to review station budgets, the national office, and Pacifica Radio Archive budgets, and to approve them for the Pacifica National Board to adopt. And then once the budgets are adopted, we have to monitor the performance of the different of the 7 different units with respect to those budgets. Typically, we review those by looking at income statements, which are produced by the national office, to see whether we're doing better or worse than what we're supposed to be doing. That's our very basic task. We also have to keep tabs on Pacifica's cash situation. People should know that Pacifica is not in good is not really in good financial shape. We 3 of our 5 stations don't really have any reserves in the bank left to speak of. Those stations are my station, VAI, WPFW, and KPFK. Each of these 3 stations either is or in the past couple of years or so has been in a position where they cannot make their central service payments to the national office. In BAI's case, it went on for more than two years. Now, this caused a serious problem in the national office. where our finances work. If the stations can't pay the money, it's the national office who kind of gets left holding the bag, and they can't pay bills. So the national office has fallen behind on some key bills. So I believe that they've been catching up recently. So that's another thing that the finance committee needs to keep tabs on. If there's any crisis situations that need to be dealt with, we can make recommendations to the Pacifica National Board. And other various finance matters tend to come to us for, you know, different specific things that you will see as we go on. One last thing. As treasurers, you're primarily responsible for understanding the finances at your own station and communicating that in to your, both to your local board and also to us on the finance committee. Treasurers are part of Pacifica's governance structure. So, you know, basically you need to know what's going on and communicate it to the various boards and in a language that the boards can understand. If you can get information here from our national reports, which will be distributed here, and also you can get information, as LaVarne said, from your local business manager or perhaps your local station manager. There's different kinds of relationships. You know, not each station works the same way with regard to that, but there are local sources for information too. And as time goes on, you'll kind of see the kind of standardized or more or less standardized type reports that we have. That's a basic thumbnail. I could take a couple of questions, or perhaps LaVarne would like to say a couple of things, but I imagine that as time goes by, you'll see how things work. Oh, and the last thing that I'd like to say, you are, all the new treasurers, you are voting members on this committee. You know, even though you're new to it, the way the bylaws works, once you're elected treasurer by your local board, you are a voting member of the National Finance Committee. So if there's something that you don't understand yet or you feel like you don't have sufficient knowledge, it's, you know, feel free to abstain. There's no problem with that. So I will stop there. I'd like to keep this introduction relatively brief because we do have Efren on the line and we can get to one of the budgets that we need to deal with. But if LaVarne has anything she'd like to say, or if any of the treasurers or any of the other people have a comment to make or a question.
This is LaVarne. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Efren is the is FP&A manager here in the national office, and he's been the one who has we developed a new template to have a budget so we can consolidate the budget once the information comes in and be able to put it in a new file for 2010 so we can be able to do our variances and also report our headcount, which is something that we've wanted to do for a long time. And we also, therefore he's on the call, and he and Lynn, while I've been doing my diligence to Pacifica, he has been in Lynn have worked in terms of developing the national office budget. So other than my comments, he can answer a lot of those questions, and he's also worked with some of the business managers in terms of getting the budget together. And later we may have Bertold Reimers on the phone. He works there in New York. He at one time was the chair of the local station board in New York, but he also took a time away from the board in New York and couple of years, so he's helping me, and he's really helped with the budget in terms of he's the one who worked with me to do BAI's budget and worked with Robert West and Grigsby Hubbard in doing PFW's. So those are the other two individuals that will be on the call. Efren is on there now, and Bertold will try to get on later.
Okay, thank you, LaVarne.
Sure.
Okay, if there's no other questions or comments, then we can move to the next item, which is the review of the national office budget. And just to let people know, this is another introductory point. Pacifica's fiscal year runs from October 1st to September 30th. We were supposed to have all the budgets approved by the before the beginning of the fiscal year, but that didn't happen. So we're still trying to wrap this up. So we're almost done. So did everybody get the email that I sent that had the attachment which has this national office? The title of the file is National Office Budget Template, FY 2010, revised December 18th, 2009. If you're by a computer, you can open that up. We'll
can I ask
yes?
a question?
Yes.
When I try to open this up, it asks for a password.
No, that's bizarre. Here, I'll email it to you one more time. Was that Simon?
I'm sorry?
Who is that speaking?
Oh, this is Bruce. This is Bruce.
Bruce. Okay, Bruce, I'll mail it to you one more time.
Okay.
But everybody else can open it up. What you want to do is look at the page that's called there's a lot of tabs in this document. The way these budgets work is there's one master page for the budget, which in this case it's the tab entitled Budget FY 2010. Then there's several other sub-tabs that work into it that kind of show that develop the numbers further and provide detail. This template is quite helpful. You can click on a number in the master budget sheet, and many times by following the links, you can see where they what the assumptions were that went into that. So, though it's kind of a large template, it's large. Oh, and one more thing I should remind people: sometimes in the finance committee we deal with stuff that is supposed to be kept confidential. This includes. I'm sure this is not news to people, but we still occasionally have problems with this. This includes salary and other personnel information. This includes anything having to do with legal cases that we're involved with, and include contract negotiations. So if we have to save those discussions for closed session. So. And if the budgets do contain salary information, so I'd ask please not to share that with people who aren't on the board or on the National Finance Committee.
Jamie?
The rest of the budget is not. Yes?
The attachment was in an email with what subject heading, please?
Let me see here. Let's see, sent mail. Let's see. It's called attachment. The subject line, because I sent an
okay, it was today, yeah.
I forgot to attach it, so it says attachment.
Got it.
So, anyway, let's move on. Let me just send this out to Bruce here, and then I will move on. Because they shouldn't be password protected. Okay, so that's in the mail now, or it's attaching stuff. It's going to take a couple of minutes. But anyway, let's go back to the national the template, and what we've mainly been sticking to is the tab that's marked budget. And the most interesting columns in this Excel file are the columns T and U. Column T is the total budgeted for the FY10 fiscal year. So if we look at this sheet and go to cell in row 4, column T, that's the income line donations. There's a number there, 1,647. That's the budgeted number for the current for the FY10 fiscal year. Then the column U, which is next to it, that's the actual that came in that budgeted in that income line in FY09. So you have something to compare it to see whether these numbers are reasonable. So I'm going to ask Efren to step in now. I have a quick question for you, Efren. We looked at this budget in September and sent you some queries, and you sent, based on those queries, you sent us a revised budget in October, I think, and now we finally added in the central services from all the stations, which was absent in that version. Have there been any other significant changes made?
Basically, not much change. The only change, basically, is the central services from the stations.
Okay.
Where we use the figures as of the date that I got the go signal.
Uh-huh.
Of course, for the other three stations, the KPFK, A, and I, there were some revisions made in accordance with your email of December 15. There are some changes like the CPB income, those things. And then for the KPFA, the 5,000 spending, things like that. And then it was passed as attached, so there was no change.
Okay.
And then I used the other figures for the other stations.
Okay, so basically, this is pretty much what we looked at before. Oh, and just for the group, just so you know, if we looked at something before and thought it was okay, there's really no need to go back into it. So it's only if there's something different that needs to be. So anyway, for people wondering, you can sort of walk through the budget. The income lines are the top rows in these budgets. So in this Excel file, Excel file, that's going to be rows 5 through. Just hold on a sec. That's going to be rows 4 through rows 12 are the different individual income lines that National Office gets all by its own. Has a small sum for donations, which is amounts below 5,000. If there's somebody using a loud place, if you could mute your line, that would be good. Is there somebody in a store or someplace like that? You can mute your line with #1. That'll help keep the noise off the call. Okay, thanks. All righty, so you can see the different income lines that National Office has. Those are rows 4 through 12. Mail fund drive, that's $75,000. What that is a National Office mail solicitation, which goes to individuals on a mailing list that the National Office has. And the other major item is row 7, income from affiliates. With this is $237,000. What this is, affiliates are stations that pay a fee to Pacifica Foundation to run our programming. There's over 100 stations that do so, and that's the income from that. Another sizable chunk is row 12, SCA income. That's a subcarrier. I'm not a real technical guy, but apparently there's room on our FM signals to transmit other information besides our radio shows, and so we rent out that extra space, and that income goes straight to the National Office. That's $253,000. So the next row, 13, income before central services, I'm still in column T on the budget tab, is $567,000. Then we get to the central services, which are the income from the stations to National Office. And you can see that's quite a sizable amount of money. From KPFA, there's $517,000, KPFK, $527,000, KPFT, $174,000, BAI, $381,000, and PFW, $194,000. Those are all keyed to the total amount of listener support for those stations. So KPFA and KPFK central service amounts are higher because they bring in more listener support. BAI is somewhat less. We bring in somewhat less listener support. And KPFT and PFW are still lower, yet they bring in less listener support than the other stations. So central services from stations is the lion's share of income to the national office. Just as a sidelight, one thing that this committee must do going forward is monitor central service payments from the stations. I believe right now PFW is not able to make them, but, you know, this committee does need to keep track of what's going on with those central services. If a station cannot make central services, first of all, it causes havoc with the national office, and second of all, it's a sign that the station needs to, something needs to happen there so it can make central service payments. It's not acceptable for stations not to.
This is LaVarne. When I can take a second, James.
Sure. Okay, well, let me just go to the last income item, and then we'll go. So the total central service number is 1.795 million, which is row 20. And the total income from all sources is 2.36 million. That would be cell T22. So why don't we stop right there? And go ahead, LaVarne. And then after LaVarne, if there's any questions for Efren about these income items, we could take them now.
Yeah, this is LaVarne. Yeah, just want to say that when we do our final wrap-up of this spreadsheet and the way it's presented, the central services will not be presented as income. It's not income. And that's kind of like this little device that people use called double counting revenue and then eliminate in the national office. And then I don't know if you guys recall, but Xerox got in a little trouble with doing that. So when we present this, it will not be presented as income, the central services, at any point, because it's the income has already come in to the stations, and to present this as income is not correct. It's transfers to the national office. So I just want to let you know that. And also, we're going to make an adjustment on the mail fund drive. We've already gotten some results in a whole stack of envelopes, which was very good. So we're going to make slight adjustments upward on that revenue. So that will improve it probably about $30,000 or so for both the drive the first drive. The holiday drive and then the spring drive.
You already did one of them, right?
It's coming in now.
It's kind of happening
now. I didn't look at the stack from today, but yesterday it was, I don't know, Efren's on there, I don't know, a little over an inch of envelopes. So, and Chris was going to start opening them so we can deposit them soon.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Oh, and you remind me, one point that I should make for the new treasurers who are unfamiliar with the way we do our bookkeeping. If you look at the FY09 actual for the central services to the national office, that would be column U. It has a lot of big numbers from all the stations. But I believe these are accrued numbers. They're not actual cash transfers. So it shows that $277,000 came from BAI to national office. That's how much BAI owes the national office for the amount of money it brought in 2009. But it did not pay that much cash to national office. So our bookkeeping is almost always done with the income at... I'll stop there. But the central services in the budget for last year, this number for comparison is an accrued number. It's not an actual cash transfer.
Right, you're correct.
Okay. So are there any other questions from anybody on the call about the income numbers here?
Yeah, Fred Plunder, if I can ask a quick one.
Sure.
Major donor income, a major donor is defined as $5,000 or up. Is that right? And am I reading that we have only one donor of $5,000 and up for national?
That's correct. That's correct. Per instance, minimum of $5,000.
Okay.
Okay. By and large, when we read major donors, we're not getting a whole lot of major donor donations.
Well, this is LaVarne. We are in some cases, you know, we were trying to determine what the level is and how it comes through. Like during a fund drive, if someone gives $10,000, dollars we're looking at that, you know. So the question was always whether it's listener support or whether it's major donor. So
okay.
I think that what we have agreed, and I guess our auditors would support us, and we can make sure that that happens when we have our discussions with them, is to say that $5,000 level will be the minimum for a major donor. For example, at BAI, we've gotten a couple of them in December, like 5, 11, what was the other, another 3 or something. So, you know, you look at those people and you treat them as major donors, but in terms of how we are trying to determine the revenue, that's what we have it at now is the 5.
That's irrespective of whether it comes in from somebody who got a premium for it. It's just strictly the dollar amount.
Well, see, that's the debate. You know, with the premium, if there's a value of the premium, you know, you could look at debating what is the difference there. Or when it comes in, does it come in during a fund drive, or does it just you send it in the mail? Like the ones, recent ones we've gotten at BAI, it just comes through, you know, in the mail through our ongoing solicitations. So that's a topic that we've discussed, but we're saying that $5,000 would be major donor.
Okay, not to belabor it, but when one reads all of the various station, the donor, major donor lines, we can pretty much assume that people, by and large, are operating on the assumption that, well, are operating from a common definition that major donor means $5,000 or up.
And the time to discuss that again and get the affirmations and to ensure that everyone understands that is when after we receive our audit letter, our management letter, so that we can go over what we are our requirements and what the deficiencies have been found. And that would definitely one how each station may treat it differently.
Real good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Are there any other questions about these income and central service lines? Not too much there. Okay, well, why don't we move down the budget then? So go down, the section 23 through 30 is a summary of the different kinds of expenses. Seems you can see, and then slot row 30 is the total expenses, which comes to $2.246 million. Which compares to the total income, including central services, of $2.36 million. So if you subtract the expenses from the projected income, we have a slight surplus there in row 32 for national office of $116,000, which looks good. But if some of these central services don't come through, then, you know, we won't have a surplus in national office, and they'll have trouble paying their bills. So let's see. Then there's more details as you go further down. Let's see. Efren, can
uh-huh.
you explain the part from row 33 to 41? This is payment. This is payment of some back bills, right?
Yeah. Some capital items like fixed assets and some items which were expensed as of September 30, 2009. So since we cannot put them under the expenses, they are in the capital items and classified
okay.
as payables. So these payments of payables are all here.
So those are payables from the previous year?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's why
right.
they show up here. Okie dokie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for that explanation, Efren. So if people understand that, in rows 36 through 41, there's a bill for Democracy Now!, legal counsel, some other miscellaneous expenses. These are expenses that the national office had to pay last year, but did not. The expenses were booked last year, but the payments were not made. So that has to be put into the budget here because, you know, we didn't have the money. So if you add all these capital items and payables of as of September 30th, 2009, on row 43, we have $200,000 more that we have to pay or that we're budgeted to pay. And then row 44, if you subtract that from the surplus of above, now that turns into a deficit of $83,000. So this is in a fairly good case scenario. It means national office is going to have trouble. Is that a decent, is that a reasonable representation? Efren, what I said, is that a reasonable statement?
Yeah, yeah. The only thing is that in the cash flow, you would notice a different figure compared to the figures from the budget, because in the budget, they are on accrual basis, while in the cash flow, we use the figures as they were either received or spent.
Mm-hmm.
I understand some are non-accountants, so I'll explain what is accrual. In the budget, once you have incurred it, you put it under expense, even if you have not yet paid. So that in the cash flow, it is only when you pay for it that you put it in the cash flow. So like Democracy Now, monthly we incur about 51,000 in 50,000 in Democracy Now, but some months we are unable to pay. So that in the budget, they continue to be presented as expense, 50,000 a month. But then in the cash flow, you did not show them when you cannot pay them. So that in 1 month, maybe you pay 150,000 because at that month you were able to pay 3 months worth of Democracy Now. So that's the difference between the budget and the cash flow.
Okay, thank you, Efren.
This is LaVarne. Can I just add something?
Yes, please. Please do.
This is just, let me reiterate. This is why in the national office, you know, when we come up with a shortage, it's because we're actually paying cash out for bills. Now, you see some of them on here in terms of a health plan, payroll. So it's not like we're short because of some accounting feature. We're short because we are paying out cash. So therefore, it's very important. The agreement is that each station, if they have the funds, that it's in a general agreement that they pay their central services to the national office by the 20th of the month. And so, therefore, if the cash does not come in via a check from the stations by the 20th, that creates a cash shortage for the national office because certain bills must be paid and we cannot delay some the way we've been fortunate enough to do with Democracy Now. So, again, you know, we're going to have to make a pledge among all the stations, the managers, the business managers, and with the support of the treasurers, that the central services must be paid to the national office by the 20th of the month. And this cannot be like held because they're expecting something from the national office. It has to be paid because the bills go on regardless of our own little transfers between stations and the national office. So, you know, we need to just make that as part of our commitment in this budget, and I'll ask for that when we at the PNB meeting, that we all commit to that. And if that can't be done, then we need to perhaps look at some other way of doing it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Lamar. But I would just add, whether the stations make their central service payments, I mean, it depends how sustainably they're operating. If, you know, the key problem is either stations have high expenses or they're not bringing in enough money. You know, their fund drives are short, or a combination of the two. And one of the things they cut out first is central services.
Well,
or
yeah,
they have back bills they have to pay of some other nature, which was BAI's case. So, yeah, we really, as LaVarne has said, we really do need to keep tabs on the central service thing. It's unfortunate that Pacifica managed to slip into a situation where stations were allowed to, you know, were operating for long periods of time in a manner that they could not make those payments. If they cannot make those payments, really the foundation is going to suffer very seriously.
Yeah, because the point is there are still expenses for that station that must be paid. So if they can't pay them, then the national office has to pay it out of whatever funds that we can switch from to make those payments. You know, you have to pay out cash for your health benefits. It's not something that you're not paying cash out for. I'm not really concentrating on health benefits. I'm concentrating on, like, we have to pay for the satellite fee. You know, we have to pay, you know, those types of things that are required for programming. So those things must be paid. So, again, it's very, I think that when we present this at the PNB meeting, we have to make that commitment that, you know, on the 20th of the month, either we receive an email along with a copy of the bank balance and your cash flow to say whether you can you can't make those payments. Otherwise, we expect a check is expected by the 20th, and you know, or whenever you have it, it would be best so that since there are we know there's a payroll cycle on the 15th and at the end of the month. So again, it's just very very important that you know if you can't and you present the bank balance and your cash flow for the following month, then you can't do it, and we have to try to see what we can do in terms of other expenses to cut down or to move forward. But let me just say also is that we are very hopeful in 2010. We think the signs are there, and from other sources, just not just Pacifica, that fundraising is picking up again at not-for-profits, and that the stations that previously was having issues doing fundraising, like with BAI and PFW, we seem to be turning that corner. In fact, the BAI, we have turned a big corner, and we think that it will improve so that our fundraising will carry us to a healthier position.
Okay, thank you,
Lavarne.
So is there
Amy, could I ask a quick one? This is Fred.
Yes, Fred.
What is the prognosis for affiliates' income, Lavarne, looking ahead?
I think that Ursula actually presented a budget for us, and she's done that many years, but we have accepted the budget we are including the budget. But in terms of, you mean additional affiliates or raising the income, the rates, or things like that?
Yes. It's a sizable number right now. Is that likely to grow?
I think Ursula said basically it's about the same, or it may decrease a little. I think she had from last year. I thought I heard someone.
No, I spoke with Ursula. This is Grace. The affiliate income has been pretty stable.
Right.
We are budgeting an increase in help for the affiliate program, so we should see a modest but almost definite increase in affiliate income for 2010.
Thank you.
That's
and
what Ursula I think that the affiliate income has proven to be more stable than some of the station income.
Just a quick insert. What Grace has mentioned is that what has been budgeted is not an increase in revenues. It's an increase in costs. And if I'm not mistaken, Ursula has said in the last couple of years or so, the fees for affiliates were increased substantially. And I don't think that there is a proposal to increase those fees again.
No, the difference is,
no, I'm not saying that. I think that Ursula.
Yeah. I understand. I think the question was, what is the likelihood of having increased revenues? And what I'm saying is that what has been budgeted so far are increased costs, and I don't think there's any expectation of increased revenues, or only minorly so.
I disagree, Susan. From talking to Ursula, she definitely expects to increase revenue through the addition of new affiliates and through other modes of fundraising. That's why we're investing in the affiliate program. It's true that we have increased expenses somewhat for the program, but that is the rationale for that was as an investment in that program, with the assurance from Ursula that she definitely expects an increase in the number of affiliates and an increase in the income from the affiliate program. She is on vacation right now, but we certainly can ask her that specific question when she gets back.
Okay, Grace. Actually, we should jump on that issue in closed session. You made a statement which we need to discuss in closed session.
Amy, can I ask a quick question, please?
A personnel issue. Yes. Now, who was that? Whose voice was that I heard?
Baruti,
sure.
Yeah, I would ask that the for the new treasurers, can we get a copy of the affiliates budget so we can see what's planned for the current year, and hopefully it includes last year's actuals on there.
Sure, I will send it. I will send it to the committee.
Thank you.
Sure, no problem.
I understand what Susan said. It's just that I have had further conversations with between myself, Ursula, Ifeo Wangaza, Dave Beaton, and John L. Mella. We've spoken about the budget amongst ourselves in order to put it forward, and so my knowledge and understanding of the income projections from the for the affiliate program comes out of those conversations more than from anything stated in these National Finance Committee meetings.
I appreciate that very much. I think it's important that Arlene and the new affiliates director, Jim Bennett, be included in those conversations. I think we're very fortunate that Arlene comes from an affiliate, and I'm sure she'll have a lot of insights about it.
Okay, thanks. So let's get back to this budget here. So now we're in the expense items. And let me just ask you one more time, Efren. Do you recall which of these lines have been changed in recent iterations of this budget, or have the expense lines, has that stayed pretty much the same since the last time we looked at it?
In the salaries, we have in April 2010, in the budget, we have eliminated one position.
We should probably get the details on that in the closed session. Okay, so we'll check that out. Okay, thank you, Efren. Okay, and let's go down to the next area, administrative expenses. Do you recall, are these numbers pretty much the same as they were in our last review?
Yeah, it should be.
There weren't any major. The travel number, I think, probably got beefed up, which was good. Okay.
There were no changes, really.
I don't really want to spend time on something if we've already dealt with it. But if there's any people on the committee who have questions about these, please feel free to ask. You know, an interesting thing about Pacifica's bookkeeping is the income lines are very few, and there's few, at least as far as the stations go, one income line is much bigger than everything else. And then we have millions of expense lines, which tend to be smaller, and it's easy kind of to focus on small items if one wants to.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes, is that Bruce?
Yeah, no, it's Baruti again.
Oh, Baruti, hi, okay.
Can we're able to talk about the expenses now?
Yes, we're in the expense part of it. We were going to deal with the salary and related in closed session. So the next part down is administrative.
Okay. Well, no, mine is a closed session. It's part of salaries and related.
Okay. So we can get to that then. And the Efren says there's no major changes here. Okay, then board expenses. Let's go down to starting with row 84, and I believe you guys lowered the board meeting and travel cost. This is row 86T.
Yeah, we did.
We did. Okay, good. The new treasurer should know that the Pacifica National Board meets in person 4 times per year. In the past couple of years, we've been doing a much better job at keeping costs for these meetings down. So that's a good thing. And we've increased budget for board legal.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, go
ahead. We've reduced it from what to what? I'm sorry, I haven't got it with me. But
well, I don't have the exact numbers, but you can see FY08 was $83,000, FY09,
$49,000.
Hmm. Okay. And FY08, I believe, was less than the year before that.
Okay.
That's that. Then programming expenses. Let's jump down to row 2 to 187. Uh, you can see, this is a major chunk of the expense of the national office is the fee to Democracy Now on T103. We propose to spend $627,000 for FY210 expenses. And there's some other expenses there. I don't know. They look pretty reasonable to me. Were there any changes in this area, Afrin?
None.
None. Okay, then development expenses. Okay. Direct mail printing. Is row 120, is that correct there?
Yeah, direct mail printing.
Okay. And this is to pay for the income that you've been getting in the mail drives?
Yes, in the mail fund drive.
Okay. Okie dokie. Well, the budget. Efren, is there anything, do you want to point out anything to us about the budget or the cash flow, any key things we should know?
Well, the only thing I would like to mention, I have mentioned that in my covering letter when I sent the email forwarding the budget of national office. I mentioned that if you would look at the cash flow,
okay,
and you would look at the cash balance.
Yeah, you can, people on the call, you can go to the next tab over. It's called cash flow. And if you zoom in Excel, it makes the text big enough to read. Okay, go ahead, Afrin.
Yeah. So if you would look at row 48, you would notice that there are a lot of reds in parentheses, meaning cash deficit. Of course, we cannot maintain negative cash balances in the bank account. So what we will do is to postpone payments to the vendors. Now, the point here is that a major source of the cash would be the central services from the stations. So that, I would like to repeat what I mentioned in the email, should one station fail just for 1 month to remit central services, then national office will be more in trouble. So if that becomes two stations in 1 month, then that's more trouble. And that's only for 1 month. So that if one station continues to fail, remitting to the national office, the central services, then we are really in trouble. That's the only thing I would like to mention.
Jamie, can I ask a question?
Yes, Grace. Go ahead, Grace.
Efren, can you give us a rough estimate of what stations are in arrears currently on their central services and by what amount?
Well, used to be only WBAI, but then later on, WPFW also had problems remitting. For WBAI, as of September 2008, WBAI owed National Office $961,000. And then, as of September 30, 2009, after 1 year, it became $1,266,000.